Good morning, and if you weren't here at the very beginning of the service, just Kreuzsaal, welcome. It's so good to have you here with us as part of our Elim Aberystwyth Church family today. I'm Joel, as Claire said, and I'm privileged to be pastor here at Elim Aberystwyth. And we have got a slight change of format for our services during August. However, we are carrying on with our adventure, our journeying through the Psalms. And we're not going through them systematically from start to finish. We are doing what we are calling delving into the Psalms. The Psalms are this wonderful collection of ancient Hebrew poems and songs and prayers written by various people over many years, but they were collated and pulled together sometime after Israel were exiled to Babylon, and they were collated into this great overlapping book, which gave them an opportunity and a way of worshiping God. And when Chris did the last all-age service, he pointed out that delve might not be a name, a word that everybody fully understood. So I'm now going to illustrate with some volunteers, and Louise is going to help me choose five volunteers who are happy to, and whose parents are happy for them to be on the YouTube. So just be aware of that. Are we just doing raising of hands? If you'd like to be a volunteer, we're going to need five of you. So five children to be volunteers. Louise is going to help you. And we're going to understand what delving is. Great. Let's welcome our volunteers. Woo! Yes. Okay, right. So, this is not a word that we usually use in church, but I think in this context we're going to be okay. We're going to do a lucky dip. Okay?
Oh, that was rubbish. Woo!
We're going to do a lucky dip. Because this shows you exactly what delving means. So inside here, there should be five little presents. And each of those is going to have a present and a Bible verse. And we're going to get those presents and those Bible verses ready so that we can read what our psalm is. So as you dig your hand in, what they're doing is they're delving. Can you say delving? They're delving in to see what they can find and to see what they can pull out. And this is exactly what we're doing with the Psalms at the moment. We're delving in to the Psalms. We're not doing them in order. We're just delving in and finding really valuable and wonderful things that are so good and so valuable to us. So children, this is what delving means. It means sticking your hand inside the lucky dip. That's what delving looks like. They should definitely be. Yep, there we go. There's one. They're quite small. I'm just going to. Wait a minute. I'm just going to swap you guys because this one's going to be easier to share than that one. There we go. Right, you can open up your present. Once you've got it, you can open it up. Okay, have we got them all? Yeah, right, you can open them up, and inside you'll find a present. Yeah, go on, there's got to be one in there. Doesn't matter, throw the polystyrene everywhere. There's no dogs here to eat it, which is the problem we'd have at home. Find it, there must be. Was there only four? Oh, there we are, excellent. Wonderfully provided by Lydia, this lucky dip. Let's give Lydia a round of applause for providing a lucky dip. Okay, now then, the next challenge is going to be to get you to stand in order with the verses that are written on your things. So somebody's got Psalm 100 verse 1, and I want you to be at, let me get this right, which side do we want to be at? One would be this side. So who's got the number one? Come down to this end. Who's got the number two? Psalm 100, number two. Yes, right there. Who's got three? Excellent. Who's got four? Okay, so you guys need to switch around. Right, and what we're going to do is we're going to get these words up on the screen as well. Because this psalm, Psalm 100, is going to be our psalm for the next few weeks. And by the end of the next few weeks, we're going to all really know Psalm 100, okay? So I am going to pass you the microphone or hold the microphone for you. Well, actually, let me do this. We're all going to read it out loud together, okay? So verse 1, let's go.
Psalm verse 1, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord.
Worship the Lord.
Go.
Know that the Lord is God. It is who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Yes, next one.
Enter the gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him, his name.
Next one.
For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Yes, give them a big round of applause. Okay, you guys, you can go back to your seats. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't eat the polystyrene. That's really bad for your tummy. Okay, so here we are in this wonderful psalm from this wonderful psalm, which is from book 4 of the Psalms. The Psalms is broken up into 5 books. This one is from book 4. Our verse for this week, now just to really throw the cat amongst the pigeons and explain the delving thing a little bit further, we're not starting with verse 1. This week, our verse is going to be this one. Verse 4, let's read this together. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Now, what is all this talk of courts and gates about? Well, the psalmist, the person who wrote this psalm, would have had the idea of the temple of God in mind. Now, there were different shapes, different temples over the years, but this is an illustration of what the temple looked like a little bit. What can you see up there? You can see big areas which would be called the courts. They're called courtyards in there. And you can also see lots of gates. And so in the temple, there was a specific place where the people of Israel believed and understood and went to meet with the glory of God. And it was in the holy place, right in the temple there, in the inner temple, and that was where the glory of God dwelt. And so when the psalmist wrote these words, come into his courts with thanksgiving and enter his gates with praise, what he's saying is that thanks and praise brings us closer to God. So we don't have this temple anymore, but we still believe that as we come with thanksgiving and we come with praise, we can come closer to God. Some people will remember, seeing as we're doing a retro song thing this morning, will remember this song. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Yeah, come on. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Do you want to do it? Yeah.
He has made me glad.
Made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Give yourselves a clap. Well done. And this psalm actually inspired one of the first songs that I ever wrote and one of the first songs that was ever sung in a church. And we are now, I'm afraid to say, talking about nearly 25 years ago, that this song, I wrote a song called Enter His Gates. And it was sung in the church that we were in, Cheltenham, and then we sung it again in the next church I was in. But I've been in 2 churches since then and we haven't sung it. So maybe one day, if you desperately want to hear it, just let me know and I'll sing it for you some time. But the point this morning is all about giving thanks. and praise where it is due. And God is worthy of all of our thanks and all of our praise. We've already spent time during our service this morning shouting out some things that we are thankful for and that we should be thankful for. And we've already praised God and thanked him for those things. But if you were to go home today and maybe you might be feeling a little bit low, you may be going through some difficult things, I would encourage you to take time to think about those things that you are thankful for. Being thankful is one of the most powerful things that we have. And it's a scriptural truth. It comes from the Bible. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your hearts. And for us, as believers in God, believers in Jesus, we understand that that means that that can help us to come closer to God. And I say this, and I've said this before in our services, you can't be grumpy and grateful at the same time. I don't think you can. If you're in a place of feeling low or feeling negative, I think if you genuinely spend time contemplating the things that you are thankful for, then it can help you move from a grr attitude to gratitude. And gratitude is a healthy place to be. And we can cultivate an attitude of gratitude every single day. And it is good for us to do so. It's good for you to be thankful. And I don't say that to suggest that by being thankful, it just means that all of the problems go away. It doesn't mean that the problems go away. It doesn't mean that we can't also have times of lament. Somehow within the kingdom of God, we can hold together sadness and lament and thankfulness and gratitude. And we can hold these things in tension and walk with them through whatever season we are going through. There are always things that we need to acknowledge are difficult and not right. Try not to break the polystyrene up too much because, you know, yeah, okay. There are always going to be things that we need to acknowledge are difficult, but there are also always things that we need to be giving thanks for. And so we need to cultivate this attitude of gratitude in our day. I wonder how you start your day. For many of us, hands up, let's do. Who's a morning person? Okay, that looks like a minority. Okay, who's a night owl? Who's not a morning person? Okay, it's pretty equal. Some of you aren't sure or you're just not wanting to identify, you know, not wanting a label. If you're not a morning person, I would suggest your mornings don't look entirely like this. Oh, I'm so thankful for a new day. But can I encourage you, still, if you're not a morning person, to try and get into a habit and a way of thinking, which means you wake up and before you start stressing, before you start feeling sorry for yourself because you've got to get those feet on the floor and the covers off and get out of bed, can I encourage you to start your day by thinking of something to be thankful for? I don't know if you watched The Chosen. I know there's mixed things about The Chosen, but one of the things is I watched some of those early episodes, and you see when the disciples and when Jesus, when they wake up, the first thing they do is they say a prayer. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. You have restored my soul. And they start the day by giving thanks. And I would encourage you to find a way to do this for yourself. How can you start or grow in giving heartfelt thanks to God every day? One of the things I've told some of you before is this. One of the things I did manage to do with my children was when we would be driving to school in the morning, everybody in the car would have to say something that they were thankful for. And towards the beginning of our day, taking the opportunity to say, I am grateful for this. And you know what? Sometimes we would slip back into the grumpy afterwards, depending on how bad the traffic was and how late I was making everybody. But in amongst that routine, in amongst that pattern of our day, we learned to be able to be thankful for some things. Something else that you've heard me talk about from 1 Thessalonians 5 is this RPG. Now, for some of our younger folks, yeah, an RPG is a role-playing game. So it's a computer game, right? So I won't start naming example. Well, I will name an example from my era, Mario. Who remembers Super Mario Brothers? Anybody? Who remembers Sonic the Hedgehog? Anybody remember Sonic the Hedgehog? Okay. These were games where you entered into the character of somebody else and you played their role in the game. So that's what RPG meant. But I want to encourage you to remember a different one, which is to rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks. And if you can remember those three things, then in Thessalonians, it tells us that we will be living within the will of God. We often want to know, what's the will of God for my life? Well, I want to suggest that it's more about our attitude than it is about where we find ourselves. God's will for our lives is that we would rejoice, pray, and give thanks to Him in the circumstances that we find ourselves. And as we think about Psalm 100 and all of the Old Testament, and we look at it through the lens of Jesus, we realize that it's through Jesus that you and I now give thanks. 1 Corinthians 15, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Can we say that together? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we look at this psalm and all of the psalms through the Jesus lenses, we can see that Jesus identifies himself as the very gate, perhaps the same gate that we talk about in Psalm 100 when we talk about coming into his gates, because that temple no longer stands, but Jesus has now told us that he is the gate. Let's read this together. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. So, as one person said during our time of giving thanks earlier, we give thanks for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. The temple in Jerusalem may be a little bit like your schools, children. Uh-oh, did I say that? Did I say the school word? Holidays. If you think about your school, most schools have got lots of different gates and lots of different doorways and lots of different ways that you can get in and go out. Well, Jesus tells us that he is the doorway. And in the temple, which we looked at earlier, there were lots of different gates. And one of those was called the sheep gate. And some people would suggest that Jesus was near that gate when he was talking about being the gate for the sheep. And what would happen is the sheep would come in through that gate into the temple, ready to be used as part of the ceremonies and the sacrifices. But Jesus himself was sacrificed so that we could enter into the presence of God, into his courts with praise, and into his gates with thanksgiving. And our gateway to the glory of God, remember in the temple, the glory of God was dwelling in a specific place in the inner temple. Well, now, because of the Holy Spirit and because the curtain in the temple was torn when Jesus died on the cross, the glory of God dwells among his people. And we enter into and become part of his people through the gate that is Jesus. He died for our sin, like the sheep. But he rose to defeat death and ascended to be with Father God to bring us to him. So as we read Psalm 100 through the Jesus lenses, we can see that it is by him that we enter. Jesus is our gateway. And the good news for you this morning is that you are invited. You're invited to enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise through Jesus, who is the gate. So we're going to do our best now to try and learn this verse without having all the words up on the screen. So can I have everybody looking at the screen now? Let's see if we can memorize this verse. Okay, is everybody ready? Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Okay, next challenge is with some pictures instead of some of the words. Okay, so looking at the pictures instead of the words, some good hints there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Very good. How about with no words at all? Okay, you ready? Are you ready to go? Okay. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Well done, everybody. Give yourselves a clap. Excellent job.